patted Hudson's shoulder before Calvin called him over to help, warning him not to eat more than he put out, then handed Ethan a large bag of some unnaturally orange-curled cheese snack. Hudson was tasked with moving the biscuit trays over to the long table at the end of the room, seeing as he was the least likely to eat what he was putting out. Silly buggers. Hudson pilfered a couple of chocolate and caramel biscuits when no one was looking. Ooh, the double chocolate biscuits with cherries looked heavenly. He took one of those, too, as payment for services rendered. Did they think he'd work for free? He had a biscuit in each hand and one between his teeth when he turned and almost ran into someone.
"Excuse me,"
he mumbled around a mouthful of chocolatey goodness. A low grumble of a chuckle stilled him, and he looked up, eyes going wide. "Caught red-handed, Lobito." Zeb peered at him, amusement lighting his eyes. "Does Dex know he put the Cookie Monster in charge of his cookies?" Hudson wrinkled his nose since he couldn't scoff. "I don't know what you're talking about," he thought. "I think you need to back away from the table, Dr. Colburn." "Back away slowly," Zeb teased, taking hold of the chocolate biscuit poking out from Hudson's mouth. Hudson refused to release it, a low growl rising from his throat. This was his tasty treat. Zeb tugged at it, and Hudson narrowed his eyes. Was Zeb seriously attempting to take a delicious morsel of food from him? He knew better. Zeb laughed. He snapped the biscuit, then popped it into his mouth. Hudson gasped around his remaining half of the biscuit. The fiend. He cursed at Zeb, who waggled his eyebrows as he chewed, then let out a decadent moan. That was so good. Hudson put his biscuits on the table and removed the one from his mouth to curse at Zeb, but Zeb snatched the remaining piece from his hand. "Oh, you bastard!" Hudson made a grab for the biscuit, but Zeb raised his arm high above his head. "You give me that back, you thief!" "Technically, you thieved it first." Hudson latched onto Seb's t-shirt with one hand to hold him in place while stretching to reach his biscuit, except not even standing on his toes could he reach Seb's palm. "Why are you so blasted tall?" Hudson griped. Laughing, Zeb threw an arm around Hudson's waist and tucked him at his side to make getting the biscuit even harder. "I don't know. Why are you so adorable?"
"Flattery will get you nowhere," Hudson said with a huff as he pushed at Zeb's arm. "Give me my biscuit."
"Your what?"
"Piss off, Sebastian. It's a biscuit."
"It's a cookie, and there's a whole tray of them," Zeb said, motioning to the table as if he didn't already know Hudson's reply.
"None of them are my biscuit."
It was ridiculous, but Wolftharians were very particular about what was theirs, and they did not like having their food thieved. Anyone who attempted to take food from his plate did so at their own risk. "It's not like I borrowed one of your DVDs and never gave it back." Hudson gasped in horror.
"Don't joke about such things."
Zeb threw his head back and laughed. At that moment, Ethan walked by, plucked the biscuit from Seb's fingers, and tossed it into his mouth. Zeb and Hudson protested simultaneously.
"Hey!"
Ethan waved a hand cheerfully before returning to the bar. Hudson pouted miserably.
"He ate my biscuit."
"Half of it," Zeb corrected, patting his stomach. "I ate the other half." Hudson folded his arms over his chest and glared up at Zeb accusingly.
"He gets that from you, you know. Bloody biscuit thieves, the lot of you."
Zeb laughed, releasing Hudson when he poked Seb's side. He noticed Zeb glance at the table where Hudson's remaining biscuits sat. Seb's grin turned wicked.
"Don't even think about it,"
Hudson warned, backing up against the table and placing his hands to his sides to cup his biscuits.